Welcome to Syndic's collection of poetry and narrations honoring the distinguished Ukrainian poet and translator Mitro Chistiak. Today, Mitro Chistiak is alive and well, living in Kyiv, a city under constant bombardment. This is no time for literary anecdotes or scholarly exegesis. Brief let me be. It is enough for me to point out that the poetry of Mitro Chistiak is evocative, mysterious, sumptuous. Sometimes his poetry is filled only with the most intimate perfume. Other times his imagery is shrouded in shadows of foreboding, despair, and war. Take, for example, Mitro's most recent war poem, Living Land, which he translated himself into English. In it, he returns to his roots, his deceased grandparents, who both fought with the Russians against the Nazis in World War II. Now, awakened by a missile exploding in their cemetery, Mitro is certain that this time, when war has returned to his land, they would fight against the Russians on the side of the Ukrainians. Here's how he imagines it happening. And they came out of the other world. But I know they are not on the other side. They join ours. And my grandmother persists with the volunteers, and my grandfather with the sailors on our side. They who follow the Cossacks, those who ignore fear and throw themselves unprotected on tanks in the steppes, as in the days of the Hellenes. On this old land where glory falls, thunder after thunder. If Mitro ever hears these words, he can be proud of his own courage and commitment, which has inspired us all. If he ever hears these words, he can be heartened by his valiant country and its unstinting desire for freedom. If he ever hears these words, he'll be reassured that the entire world is standing in solidarity with the indomitable Ukrainian people. If Mitro Chistiak ever hears these words, he will realize that the entire world is united in outrage against the atrocities committed by the Russian army against the Ukrainian people.